early next month in Los Angeles. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility. And you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number, 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have kind of a cool forecast for today and tonight, but that'll change. Today's high temperature in the upper 60s is well below normal for late March. At least some partial sunshine today. Mostly clear, chilly tonight. Overnight low 43. Tomorrow, nice day. Sunshine, comfortable, warmer, high 77. We're back to the mid-80s on Friday. Still dry during the day, but yet another round of potentially strong storms moves in the overnight hours late Friday night into early Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Saab. Another person has been arrested in connection to a shooting at Good Vibes nightclub in Selma. Jerron Stallworth has been charged with two counts of attempted murder, assault, and shooting into an occupied building. Stallworth's twin brother, Tyron, was killed. The club owners, Trent Woods, and two other people were injured during the shootout. The founder of Cadell Construction in Montgomery has died. A company spokesperson said John Cadell died peacefully Monday with his family by his side. An internationally known businessman and philanthropist, Cadell was a lifelong resident of Montgomery. Cadell founded the government construction company 40 years ago. He was 93 years old. And Dozier Road, or the Emerald Mountain Expressway between Elmore and Montgomery counties, is closed due to flooding. County officials have also closed Riverfront Park downtown due to the river flooding there. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Saab.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
You know LG Tint and Graphics tints vehicles, but they also tint houses and offices. Tinting your home or office will protect your floor and walls from fading, as well as keep your customers cool. Call for a free estimate, 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.
Chef T here, formerly from the Patriots Grill. Our team is excited to be joining Fantail to bring our lunch and brunch service to the area. Our chicken parm made Alabama's top 100 dishes, and now you can try it exclusively at the Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse in Millbrook.
Fantail will be offering weekday lunch to include a meat and three, along with a Sunday brunch that will become the talk of the town. Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always offering the hook.
When your home has electrical issues, your family's safety is your top concern. It's Trustworthy Electric's top concern, too. A local company whose technicians are prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous. Call Trustworthy Electric today for service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Good morning and welcome into Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm clearly not Scott Beeson. He is enjoying spring break with his family. I'm Amy Beth Shaver, joined in studio today by the one and only Ann Eubank of the Rainy Day Patriots and Basic Gangster when it comes to education. We are thrilled to have you here today. I want to jump right into the events of the last couple of days, but how are you, Ann?
I'm great. I love being here with you. I listened to y'all since you've moved, and I'm thinking, man, that is absolutely fantastic. Sorry Allison's not here today. We can do without Scott for a day, but, you know, the ladies need to get in here and really lay it down.
You know what? And that's exactly what we're going to do. You know, the events of the last several days have been heartbreaking. They are tragic. They are horrific beyond what we can even comprehend.
Yep, they are.
But there's something that came out that my daughter actually pointed out to me, and I want to bring this woman to the forefront. And it's Catherine Kuntz, who was head of school at Covenant Christian. And I'm amazed that she was the one who ran toward the gunfire.
Yep. There, you know, when you are in charge of 200 children, you have to find the bravery to put those children first, and that's exactly what she did. She gave her life to protect those children. And I don't know how the three young children were killed, but they must have been in the proximity, and that was exactly why she ran to them.
Can you imagine that kind of heroism or courage?
I would hope that at some point that every person in that school would have had the same attitude, but she knew what was going on, and she had to protect those kids. It's all about protecting the kids. That's what educators do. And there was another lady standing at the front door who actually directed children. Now, why would you be standing at the front door that shooter went in, knowing that shooter could come out if the police didn't get him? But she was standing at the door directing the police to where that shooter was.
So we have to ask this question. Even as families are considering how they will get through laying their little children to rest, like I can't. Our families that will live without their mother or father, as we think about the chef and custodian, as we think about the two other women, a substitute teacher, and then the head of school now have to live without their mothers and fathers, grandparents perhaps. But it's also a takeaway that is equally disturbing. And it's this idea that the shooter was the victim.
Absolutely. We were talking before we went on air about the Day of Vengeance on April the 1st in Washington, D.C. for the LGBTQIA plus blah, blah, blah. I don't understand why they think that she had the right, because somebody talked bad to her, somebody was not nice to her. What have we done to these children who think they have the right to take somebody's life just because they were hurt, their feelings were hurt? I don't understand what's going on with these people. They are a minute percentage of the population. Yet they think we're supposed to stop what we do and how we do and give up our values, our Christian values, our moral values, even if you're not Christian, in order to make them feel better. That's what the problem is.
That's right. And I think that we're watching people, they're forcing us to shoulder the burden of their insecurity.
Exactly. Perfect way to put it.
And if you think about it that way, then it's unbelievably selfish. But it's also tragic because it doesn't allow them to get the help that they clearly need.
Well, I understand she was under a doctor for an emotional problem, but she had reached the point where she wanted to kill herself. Now, here's my question. Did she want to kill herself because she really wasn't transgender, and yet all of this peer pressure, all of this stuff that's going on to get all these kids involved in this stuff was really giving her conflict within herself, knowing she didn't want to be that way. So she just decided, I just can't take this anymore. I'm not really like this. Or maybe she is really like this and she knew it was absolutely wrong. That there was something wrong in her mind that would make her, a female, want to be a guy. But yeah, she had threatened suicide several times. And, you know, what are we going to do with all these kids that have coming up through the school systems now who have the same mental problem as thinking guys want to be girls and girls want to be guys, because that's what they're being taught in our schools, to embrace their gender. Or if they don't want a gender, they don't have to have a gender. Something's wrong and we need to stop it.
And that's why I'm glad you're here today, because I want to examine why we're here. We didn't just suddenly wake up and the incidents of girls specifically thinking that they were transgender. I think before 2012, there wasn't any evidence that this was an issue. And suddenly, there's a transgender craze. And I know you've probably read the same book by Abigail Schreier, Seducing Our Daughters. So there's that issue. But it goes back farther than that. And you were the first person that I ever met way back probably in 2012, 2013.
Yeah.
And you were talking about Agenda 2020 at the time. You were talking about the roadmap, the plan that was out there. Now we're with Agenda 2030.
Right.
And we were dealing with issues that we just wanted to shove under the rug. And how about, which is where I got my start, was speaking in public schools starting in 1992, dealing with what's actually happening with sex education in schools. SECUS, which stands for the Sexuality and Education Council in the United States, Information Council of the United States.
Right.
And how deeply ingrained and embedded, we actually have a caller we'll take in just 1 second, so thank you for calling. But I want to talk about how we got where we are, because by knowledge, by understanding why we've made this bed, now we're lying in it, and it's a disaster. this is also how we're going to get out of it.
And even today, when we speak of this to the legislature, to our elected officials, they still blow it off. CECAS actually changed its name to Sex Ed for Social Justice.
What?
Yep.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? We'll talk about that when we come back from this caller. Let's go to the phones and talk to Gray Hair Runner. Gray Hair Runner, how are you this morning?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I got a little different point of view than some of y'all, particularly women teachers and the unions. I think that you're correct about the woman having the courage to run down the hall and confront that woman. But I think she should have done it with a gun in her hand. They'd have never made it down my hallway, I can tell you that. And if I missed with 10 or 12 rounds, there was a female lady that I know would have been backing me up that would have blown her away. And people don't like to talk about that because the teachers will say, "I don't want guns in the school." Well, there you go. And it just, you know, if there's one system that I think after Sandy Hook that said, what we're going to do, we're going to train and we're going to arm anonymous teachers, and you won't know who they are. And if you want to come in here, come on, take your chances. And I think that's the way it ought to be. And for 33 years, I would have protected my hallway. I can tell you that right now. And I think most of the teachers that were around me knew that. And we had some doors that we guarded. And I can tell you damn well nobody was coming in there. Anyway, that's my point of view. And I know a lot of people think that that's controversial. But I think running down the hallway to confront somebody unarmed is more controversial. I think it's kind of stupid, if not heroic, but heroes always seem to be the ones that get killed. So there you go. I'm going to listen now. Thank you for letting me put my point of view out there.
Well, I have to tell you, I agree with your point of view. And in fact, I was in the Alabama legislature last week when they brought up a bill to not even allow your gun in your car when you drop your student off. And it is a proven fact that schools who have armed teachers are not generally attacked. In fact, this young lady had two schools on her manifesto. The first one she didn't go to because it was hard-armed, that had some very severe security in place, so she chose Covenant. And if that doesn't tell you that they think twice about going into a school where they know there's armed people, then nothing else will, because we will have to harden our schools in order to protect them from mentally ill people like this young lady was.
Gray Hair Runner, thank you so much for the call. I agree with you. I agree that we need to allow those who are interested in learning more about firearms, safety, being armed at school. But this idea that you can't have a gun in your school when you drop your kid off at school?
Yep.
I mean, in light of what's happened, that's illogical, is it not?
It is totally illogical. It's illogical to me. I have a concealed carry. I carry. I don't have kids in school anymore, but I do have a granddaughter that's still in school. If I have to take her to school, I am not unloading my gun and putting one part in the trunk and the other in the glove box. And it is a felony.
A felony.
A felony if this bill passes.
Oh, my gosh. So yes. What can we do to stop that from passing?
We need to call the Judicial Committee members in the House and tell them that's a ridiculous bill, considering what just happened in Tennessee. We don't want that happening in Alabama. Just inundate them. That's the only thing they care about.
Okay, so you know what we have to do? We did this about 2 weeks ago. Give numbers out. Let's give numbers out today for people to call, because that's one of the things we want to do. I was thinking about this show, thinking about getting the privilege of hanging out with you, Anne, And it was to make sure that people are equipped to know not only the numbers to call, but why we are where we are. And I think that's going to be a very important conversation. I work from time to time with Larry Taunton, and he pointed me to an article about the John Jones situation from Johns Hopkins in the 60s and a circumcision gone wrong and what happened as a result of that. And I think that's an interesting story, and it dovetails nicely into, like we were talking about off air, the sex ed with schools right now, Agenda 2030, not just Agenda 2020, but it also goes into Common Core, SEL, CRT, DEI. Could we come up with any more letters? Like, could we do that? And come on, guys. How about let's teach our kids how to read, how to think, how to write, how to speak. Let's do math. And then the rest of it, come on. Because our test scores are failing, they're falling, our kids are flailing. But you had a very important point, and I want to bring this up before we go to break. What is it that you said that happened in the 80s? That is part of the reason we're here. And you know what? We'll tease it out until after the break. How about that? Because this is good. This is really good. This will get people going. All right. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll see you on the other side.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three? East Side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka. Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements? Wider hallways, ramps, universal designs. Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, fine. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Ready to get out and have a great time with friends? Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive is Montgomery's favorite bar. Come see their new look and enjoy the non-smoking Rick and Moe's. You'll always find your favorite sports action on the big screens. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To Alabama Unfiltered Radio. This is Amy Beth Shaver. Scott will be back next week. Allison will be in Friday, but we're lucky enough to have the and Eubank in studio with us today. And before we jump into just a little thing we teased before the break, let's go to Eric the dog. Hey, Eric, how are you?
Hola.
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 There he is.
I'm doing all right. First thing I think we need to do, and this is just some old redneck who pulls the trigger all day for fun. Paint gun. Don't get excited. Paint guns. First thing we got to do is get AEA to relax some of these stupid prohibitions they have on the teachers that we allow into the system as far as what their qualifications have to be. Second thing we need to do is, I think that opens up some opportunities for some people who may have training with firearms, you know, ex-military type people, retired police officers, and I don't know that there's a bunch of people in those professions that would want to be educators or anything. And then let the teachers who want to carry their firearm, let them carry them. We don't lose our constitutional rights because we entered a particular building. And I think that's the main thing. We got to get the legislatures to give us our friggin' rights back and stop taking them little at a time, little at a time, little at a time, and telling us who can have them. Because the only people that follow these BS laws they make are law-abiding people. The people that are going to do what they want to do are going to do it anyway.
That's such a good point.
The definition, well, I'm not going to tell you what it's a definition of because I can be a little crass. But
yes, you can.
Well, let me ask you this. What kind of prohibitions are you referring to with the AEA?
You know, you have to take the Alabama State Requirement Board or whatever it is you have to take to be able to teach in Alabama. There's a great example. Dick Brubaker, who I'm sure y'all are aware of who he is, has a master's degree, I think, in history, and he's not eligible to teach in the state of Alabama with that degree because he hasn't done... I don't know all the particular details, but I think if you look, you'll find I'm right. I'm recalling this from a couple years ago when he was still in the legislature. And there's things like that. People who have the ability, the knowledge, or the you know, the relevant experience to be an educator, you know, the AEA, I'm guessing, you know, they petition for all these laws, or lobby for all these laws to be passed prohibition of these other people to be educated because they don't have the Alabama state approval on them. And I think that's BS.
Eric, this is Ann. There is actually a bill in the legislature this session that will give military people who have a certain skill or you know, some masters or whatever they need that they will be able to work in the schools, but it's only military. Not real sure why. I guess because of the federal, I'm sure somebody in the federal government's giving money to hire these military guys to work in the schools, because that's usually the only reason that Alabama would do something like that is federal dollars.
Yeah.
But it's only
we don't know how to leave money on the table.
That's right. So next session, maybe we get a bill to expand that, because what I've learned is you got to go step by step. So if they open it to the military, then perhaps next time they'll open it to anybody. In some of the rural schools, they actually do this, but it's not under the auspices of the state school board. You know, they bring in people, because I remember my kids were going to a small school and there was not a teacher in that school, and this is way back before DIRT. No one understood the metric system, and I went to nursing school and I understood the metric system, so I actually went in and taught the metric system to these young people, because you have to understand the metric system as a separate system. You can't take our system and try to compare it to the metrics. Metrics is specifically a separate system. So small schools do that and get away with it. But I agree with you. I think there's a lot of smart people out there that we need to have in the classroom. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, I think the AEA is bad on a couple different levels. And if you're a teacher, I'm sorry that I feel this way. I'm not sorry I feel this way. But I'm sorry it is the way it is that we're set up to be going against each other. I think whatever we can do to better the education of the children, we should do. And it's up to us. It's our responsibility to make sure that we're doing everything in our power to do so. And I don't think a union ought to be determining who we let teach our kids. I don't think that's their place. In my humble opinion.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah.
I think tenure was the worst thing that was ever developed. Tenured teachers are done.
Yeah, you don't have to prove your performance. And the bad thing about that is if you try to incentivize performance, you will get it on paper, as Georgia demonstrated. And I'm a product of the Georgia school system. But, you know, when they decided to incentivize good grades, well, you got a big old cheating scandal all the way up to the superintendent of the school system, because there's money involved and people do things for money. That's just, I mean, that's why you got the that's why people can be swayed by, arguments that come with money.
They have it and we don't. That just goes to show who has more power in the state of Alabama.
Like they've said in the Supreme Court, money equals freedom of speech, and their freedom of speech is the more money you get, more speech.
Yeah, that's good. That's true.
I'm not wrong. All right, y'all, enjoy the conversation so far. Let's arm the teachers that want to be armed, and let's teach them how to shoot.
I agree.
Thanks, Eric. You know, he brings up several good points. But I think we also, and I love that he brought up teacher tenure. Like, we haven't even talked about that yet. Because it shouldn't be a controversial subject, but it is.
Oh, yeah.
But it is something that is worth having a conversation about.
Yep.
I'm just saying, because I don't know any other profession that you get there and you get to stay there.
Forever.
Wouldn't you want to prove your performance? Wouldn't you want to prove your worth? And we know we have great teachers, but there's something else. And I learned about this. Well, actually, it was when we first met. It was Duke Pesta bringing up having teachers that have a biology degree teaching biology.
Exactly.
Or math teaching math. Like, what about that? Okay, look, we have Randall on the other side of the break. So, y'all, thank you for listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be right back.
This is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, so what are we doing with your hair today?
I need a trim, a new dishwasher, and a much-needed vacation. Do you see any grays?
Sounds like you need a personal loan. My friend just got a loan from Guardian Credit Union, and he used it to upgrade his kitchen appliances.
That's what I need to do.
Guardian has great rates and a friendly team that makes payments affordable.
Perfect. I guess stylists really can fix everything.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
I was talking with Chad at Chad's AC Direct, and he was saying a lot of people he's helped recently had old units and were concerned about them going out when the weather was either really cold or really hot or on a weekend or at a bad time. Well, face it, there's really never a good time. If you've been having to add expensive Freon because of a leak or have cold or hot spots throughout your home and air escaping into the attic, you can call Chad today at Chad's AC Direct, and Chad will come out and give you a free home evaluation to see what your options are and if a new upgraded unit is the solution or maybe just servicing your current one will work. Chad's AC Direct does it all. Every year you need maintenance or cleaning, so call Chad's at 264-6464. Sign up for a maintenance plan, and if your system breaks down this year, your trip fee is free, even on weekends. That just paid for Chad's Comfort Club. So if you're ready for a new unit or maintenance, do what the girls do.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Restaurants come and go. They open to big fanfare, but if they can't deliver, they're gone. Poof. For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads. Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at 3 special at lunch, 2 great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner. Want to eat lighter? Check out Sinclair's many satisfying salads for both lunch and dinner. Sinclair's, now offering takeout and curbside service too. Sinclair's, where there's live music every Wednesday through Saturday. And Sinclair's is now totally non-smoking.
I'm Johnny Sullivan, and I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. At the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant.
Sinclair's is hiring, offering competitive pay to host, hostesses, servers, and experienced cooks. Apply in person weekdays between 1 and 2 and 4 and 6.
Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have kind of a cool forecast for today and tonight, but that'll change. Today's high temperature in the upper 60s is well below normal for late March. At least some partial sunshine today. Mostly clear, chilly tonight. Overnight low 43. Tomorrow, nice day. Sunshine, comfortable, warmer, high 77. We're back to the mid-80s on Friday. Still dry during the day, but yet another round of potentially strong storms moves in the overnight hours late Friday night into early Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
welcome back into Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Sky, thank you for helping us keep it together today. I just jumped right in and forgot to say good morning. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Jam up, jelly tight. Thanks for asking. Good to be here with you.
All right. Hey, we're so glad for you. Glad you're here. We appreciate you. So, Randall, thank you for holding, and thank you for calling into Alabama Unfiltered Radio. How are you today?
Y'all. This is my first time. Welcome to 93.1, I guess. I didn't ever call in to tell y'all, but do y'all heard about the safe rooms that they're trying out in Alabama?
Yes, I have, yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. That's where it's going. They ain't going to arm the teachers. This is another, they're going to let the government pay for these safe rooms. There's two of them in Coleman, and a school in Coleman, Alabama. They're the first two ever built. It takes 10 seconds to set them up. They can be used as a whiteboard. You can leave them erected. Like for elementary, they can have a private reading room. It locks with a key from the inside. It's bulletproof and takes 10 seconds, like I said. That's where this is headed, so everybody can get their mind off the guns. They're not going to arm the teachers. This is just for more government funds they put in somebody's pocket. And that's
okay,
that's
Randall. Randall, let me ask you a question. Did that shooter yesterday get into a classroom?
Did he?
No, she did not. She shot the people in the administrative office coming through the front door. She shot out the front door, shot the custodian, went into the administrative office, shot them, one of the substitute teachers. The principal came out into the hallway because there were three little girls in the hallway. She shot the principal and the three little girls in the hallway. She never entered a classroom.
How long did they say all this took place? How many minutes was it?
From the first call to the police department until she was shot dead was 14 minutes.
So you don't think once she shot out the front door, if once they heard the first gunshot, that they sounded the alarm, that everybody could have went running to a classroom? I'm just throwing that out there. You don't think they could prepare for that?
The people who were shot were on the second floor, and they were in the hallway, and the fire alarm went off, but obviously they didn't understand what was going on before she got up there to start shooting.
And it's also said that it was a little girl who set the fire alarm off.
Wow.
And that makes everybody run out of the classroom. I would think, when you set a fire alarm off, you're not going to stay inside of a building if you think it's on fire. They got to have a different type of alarm. That's stupid right off the bat. But if she made it all the way to the second floor, there ain't no way they could have made it into the classroom and got it one of the safe rooms. They wouldn't have never built them two in Alabama if they wouldn't plan on making this a thing throughout the country. I mean, they throw two up real quick and they 50 the grand a piece. And you know what I'm saying? So I just don't think that we're ever going to arm teachers. They're never going to do that. I mean, it needs to be done, but they're not. It's just it's too cheap and and it makes too much sense.
I am a very simple person. The simple way to stop this is to arm the people and dare them to come in. If they come in, shoot them dead.
That's the simple way.
That is my solution.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank y'all.
Thank you for calling, Randall. I appreciate it. Let's go to Craig. Craig, how are you today?
Doing well. I know one thing, this story will disappear from the news cycle very quickly because it did not fit their narrative, which is sad. We're not going to solve the problem because if you solve the problem, they can't use it to pass their agenda. Democrats don't care about your children. They hate you. They hate me. Look at how many people the Democrat Party kills or has had killed to accomplish their goal. Until we understand the enemy that is against us right now, because most of us aren't against anybody. We just get up and go to work and do our job and obey the laws. But we have a regime in control now that violates the law and does whatever they want to. And until it affects them, they don't care. Look at the southern border. They didn't care about it. until they drop some off near their homes. Then all of a sudden, the border's an issue. But they want our guns, and they're going to do whatever they can to get them, because then they can control us. It doesn't matter, and I hate it for these kids, but it didn't affect them. This story will be dropped because this girl was a transgender. The Democrats created her, and they created this problem. This is on them, but they'll never be held accountable. Switch it over. And if everybody noticed, the girl was wearing a red hat. That wasn't by accident. She picked to wear a red hat.
What's a red hat mean?
You know, they've associated all the MAGA supporters of Trump with the red hat. So little things like that stick out to me. And the fact, let's go back to the train wreck. That's already out of the news. You can't make Biden look bad. Afghanistan dropped from the news. Epstein dropped from the news. Look at all the news stories that have just disappeared. This will be one of them, because it did not fit their narrative. And people realize who is up against us, what is really going on. We're never going to solve the problem. And people keep saying, well, I don't understand. No, we don't, because we don't think like they do. They're ahead of us in this, and we're trying to catch up. And I also go back to the people making the decisions about the education. They make sure their children are educated. They don't care about your children and other children, because if their children grow up and they're educated, they're running the companies. And then these kids that they put through the public schools who don't know anything, well, there's your cheap labor. It's a vicious cycle.
Actually, I totally agree with you, but I don't agree with who you said was running the show. This started way back, and we're going to talk about Agenda 2020 with the UN, the globalist, the whole Klaus Schwab World Economic Forum. They are actually running the show, and they are following their plan to the letter. And we're going to talk about that before the day's over. The Democrats are just one of their pawns and their foot soldiers.
Their apparatchiks.
Yep. Yep. And you're right. We are always two steps behind them, because they have their plan laid out. And if you don't know what their plan is, you can't go against that until it's already done. And that's what LGBTQIA plus, all of these gay rights, all of sex ed for social justice, Black Lives Matter. I mean, we could just go down the list. All of these things were planned out way back, starting in the 60s and then ramped up in the 80s. So we're going to talk about it, because that's how we got here. And we did nothing to stop it. Apathy and ignorance are the two things that this country has had since, 1950? We keep sending the same people back to Montgomery to do, thinking they're going to do something different, when this group we have is worse than the last group. We keep sending the same people back to Washington, D.C., thinking, oh, this time they'll get it right. They're never going to get it right, because all you have to do is follow the money. Money is power, and that's all they care about. A few, an exceptional few, that have stood up for us from day one, but you don't hear about them anymore. They keep them in the background. And Lord help us, when Rush Limbaugh died, we lost the great one. And because he kept warning us, and we paid attention to him.
This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Amy Beth Shaver and Ann Eubank. We'll be back right after this break.
Well, if you're looking for fresh candy, ain't but one place to go, and that's Tucker Pecan. Hey, David.
David had to make candy, so I'm in here for David. He's making all kinds of candies. I got some chocolate honey clusters. I've got chocolate caramel sticks. I've got chocolate covered pecans. They got white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. They even got a new item. You know what it is, Bubba?
Mm-mm.
It is coconut macaroons with dark chocolate with coconut on top, baked in the oven. They are out of this world. Even Lieutenant Stan, he even stopped eating ice cream just so he could eat some of those macaroons, you know. Hey, we've got everything down. Oh, here comes David.
Get away from the mic. What we've got is I've been down there making chocolate. We've got the best chocolate, praline, cinnamon, honey. We got it at Tucker Pecan. And just come see us, and we'll take care of whatever you need for your weddings, parties. We got it. Y'all come see us now.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
And be sure and say hi to Foster when you're there.
Days are longer, and our prices are lower at CAFCO's Spring Open House. This week, join us daily for door prizes and the best sale of the season on all your favorites like home decor, floral supplies, gift items, and more. Don't miss our wreath class Saturday, April 1st at 1 with Tina from out in the country. Shop our sale more than once for daily deals and surprises throughout the store. CAFCO's Spring Open House sale this week, 9 till 5, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. 279-8919 or go to coldplumbing.com.
Hey, this is David and Becca from Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse. For the best steak, fresh crawfish, or our excellent catch of the day, come check us out.
For the ultimate dining experience, try our 8-ounce true center cut filet mignon served over fresh mashed potatoes or our 3.5-pound tomahawk ribeye. This baby melts in your mouth and is enough to feed two or more easily.
Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always off the hook.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome into Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson, except I'm not Scott. All right, Ann Eubank, let's bring something up that we've talked about since the beginning, and it's this. And it's this little innocuous thing. Imagine that it is something little. And we know, obviously, we'll talk about this in the 10 o'clock hour, just where the foundations for this came from. But we first began to see this take root and sprout a little bit when our kids were coming off the soccer field going, they don't keep score anymore, but it was 7-4 and I made all the goals.
That's right. That's
or
right.
Or it was 27-23 basketball and I made 15 points or whatever it was, but we do not believe in keeping score.
That's right.
We do not want you to do anything but get your trophy, like have your little orange slices because apparently that's healthy. I have no idea. I don't know. I like, really? You want to send my juiced up kid home in the car with me after they've already played a sport? Whatever. But it's this, you get a trophy and you get a trophy and you get a trophy and I don't want you to feel bad.
That's right.
And let's not keep score. Whatever we do, let's not keep score.
Oh, yeah, but you know the parents, the grandparents, and the players know exactly what the score is.
Always from start to finish. So this idea of human nature and we just really don't want them to feel bad.
Yeah, we don't want them to feel bad.
And we don't want to use a red pen on the paper.
Nope, don't do that anymore.
And you know what we're going to do now? We're going to do the nobody gets a bad grade. We're just going to do the credit recovery.
Yes.
Which is popular now.
Yes.
But it started then with this ridiculous self-esteem movement.
Yes.
Did it not?
Yes. Because when you do that, you actually damage the part of the brain that makes you want to achieve. You have taken away the ability to worry about whether I can do this or not, because it's okay if I don't do it. You know, they're not going to make me feel bad if I didn't do it, if I'm not. You know, when you do that, those people who are want to win and want to be the best and want to have the acclamation of being the best have been damaged. But those people are going to continue to try to become the best because that's in God-given makeup. But what we did then actually was the start of it. And it was not something that just came out of the blue. It started Agenda 2020. And I've talked about it. But actually, you know, we actually have to go back to when Carter set up the Department of Education, which was really against the Constitution.
Hmm.
Never should have been done, because then they have to, the federal government should not have control of education. But when he did that, all bets off for
Katie
the states.
Katie barred the door, right?
Yep. That's when it started.
So let's pause right there, because this is fascinating and it's important, because today's show is about equipping and reminding ourselves of what we already know to be true, so that when we make the phone calls, and we'll give the number out later for U.S. House and also Alabama State House, because this is an audience of action, right?
Yes.
I don't know anybody who sits around anymore. We are about action, but we're also about educating our friends and family and neighbors. But first, let's go to the phones. Good morning. Welcome to the Scott Beeson Show. This is Amy Beth. How are you?
Donkey Lori on the line there.
Hi. Good morning, lady.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
Hey, I'm good. The handle has to do with the fact that I have a gorgeous little donkey named Buddy, and he talks to me. And so, anyway,
aww,
it just became my handle. And I'm a longtime listener of News and Views, way back with Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman and then Joey and Eddie, and Sky Mosley fan, April Marie fan, and loving y'all this morning. I really am. Because I agree with everything you ladies have said. And I wanted to ask a question that is kind of like a, I think I have my answer for it. But it's about boiling the frog while slowly turning up the heat so the frog doesn't realize what's going on, right? Jumps out of the pot.
Yes.
Some of us felt the heat from the get-go as though we're out of the pot. We're just trying to figure out what we can do with the rest of our, you know, our family and friends that are in the pot, you know, and rest of society. But when you were talking about it's not really the Democrats, that's just their soldiers right now, the Schwabs and the Gates and the people who are really running the show, Soros. Do you think the part of the gaslighting process, when you're talking about nobody gets a trophy, okay, we don't use the